It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, October 28th. I'm Patricia Naft. Dead beavers in Gunnison County recently tested positive for tularemia, according to state wildlife officials. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The disease, also known as rabbit fever, is primarily found in rabbits and rodents, but people can get tularemia by handling infected animals. Joe Lewandowski is with Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
People do hunt rabbits, people do trap beavers, and we want to make sure that they are exercising caution when they're handling those animals. They should put on some gloves, long sleeve shirts, spray some insect repellent on the animal and themselves to make sure any ticks or insects that might be carrying the disease are dead.
Tularemia is caused by a bacteria found in the environment. People can also contract it through cuts, insect bites, or by eating or drinking contaminated food or water, or by inhaling it. The illness can cause fever, swollen lymph nodes, skin ulcers, upset stomach, and respiratory problems. However, it is treatable with antibiotics. Last year, the state recorded 16 human tularemia cases. During the first 9 months of this year, counties reported 46 cases. Health officials say the disease is found during warm weather months and a hard freeze usually kills the insects that carry the bacteria. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Volunteers of America now have a new site in downtown Delta where people can get help with Connect for Health Colorado, the state's exchange. Elisa Plants is a certified health coverage guide with the organization.
We're a nonprofit location, so all of our services are free. And during open enrollment, which starts November 1st and lasts until January 31st, we are there to help people go through a financial application to see if they qualify for financial assistance. And then we actually help enroll them into a health insurance plan that will start in January.
Plant says renewal notices for people enrolled with Connect for Health should be arriving in the mail.
If they're currently enrolled in Connect for Health, they will be getting a letter stating if they're up for a renewal, if they want to look at other options. There's new plans and rates available as of November 1st, so it would be very smart of them to go into an assistance site and just see what changes have happened and see if there's a better rate available or a better plan.
Volunteers of America also has an assistance site in Montrose.
Our guides are full-time, so we're normally in the office Monday through Thursday in Delta and then Monday through Friday in Montrose. We're pretty much by appointment only. You can walk in, but the best way to see someone would be to make an appointment.
Election Day is next Tuesday, and mail-in ballots are due by 7 p.m. that night. There's only one statewide question on the ballot, but some areas, like the city of Ouray, are deciding on a lot more issues. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Voters in the city of Ouray are looking at a lot of questions right now. There are 11 items on their ballots. There's the one statewide issue of marijuana tax money. The county's also asking questions about high-speed internet, county commissioner term limits, and an excise tax for marijuana. The city also has three items up for a vote. City Administrator Patrick Rondinelli says that the first request is a 1% sales tax increase for capital improvement projects, projects to make the town nicer.
Related to that is a second question that is asking the voters that if that 1% sales tax is approved, can the city use half of that revenue towards backing for revenue anticipation bonds for our Hot Springs Pool improvement project that the city is doing?
Rondinelli says that the two-part question is necessary to do a complete overhaul of the pool, something he says is a long time coming.
Our pool, Hot Springs Pool, is over 90 years old, and in that time there's been a lot of improvements and adjustments and pieces that have been corrected or fixed over the years, but none of it has really been a permanent fix. We have a number of band-aids that have been there, and what has developed over time are a lot of problems with the existing facilities.
They'll also be looking for approval to work with telecommunication companies, something shared by many communities on the Western Slope.
The city of Ouray, the town of Ridgeway, Ouray County are all here locally asking that of our voters.
The city also has two uncontested city council seats, but there are two candidates running for mayor. With all of those issues facing the citizens, Ouray's looking at a lot of changes in 2015. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Governor John Hickenlooper thinks the state lawsuit against the federal Clean Power Plan is unconstitutional. And as Benta Berkland reports, he wants the state Supreme Court to decide whether the Attorney General can sue to block the power plan.
24 states, including Colorado, are suing over the plan, which they say usurps state authority over the power grid. Hickenlooper opposes the lawsuit and says Colorado's Republican Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman doesn't have the authority to do it in the first place.
At least as we read the state constitution, the governor is that voice of the people, makes that decision in consultation with the Attorney General.
Meanwhile, the Attorney General's office says Kaufman has the independent authority to initiate a legal action on behalf of the state and its citizens. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Efforts to fund much-needed repairs to Amtrak's Southwest Chief Line got an extra boost this week as the U.S. Department of Transportation awarded $15.2 million to the project. Combined with matching funds, the grant known as a Tiger Grant totals $24.5 million. Pueblo County Commissioner Sal Pace heads the state's Southwest Chief Commission.
Between Tiger 6 and Tiger 7, we will have accomplished half of the immediate repairs, and BNSF has agreed to cover the annual maintenance on it.
The long-distance rail line travels through western Kansas, southern Colorado, and northern New Mexico. As Pace tells KRCC, crossing the midway point means the commission can start putting more focus on bringing the Southwest Chief to Pueblo. Thank you for your support of Grassroots Community Radio KBNF. If you haven't had a chance to contribute to our fall drive, you can do so at kbnf.org. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.